I'm Clayton Mordridge, and I'm joined now by filmmaker and fellow old mole, Jan Hocken, to talk about her latest film, Our Bodies, Our Doctors. Welcome, Jan.
It's good to be here.
So what led you to the topic for this film? Would you say that the issues facing abortion providers have changed in the last few years?
Well, I've been involved in the reproductive rights movement and women's health care for many decades. Before I became a filmmaker, I was an activist and academic working on reproductive rights, and have seen over time some shift and also some continuity in the pro-choice movement, abortion rights as an issue both, and the anti-abortion forces. I was part of the Portland Reproductive Rights Coalition here in Oregon, organizing the 80s as the anti-abortion movement was really mounting an increasingly violent campaign of threats, and around nine providers, mostly doctors, were killed in the 1990s. Clinics were bombed. Threats were pervasive. It was a period of tremendously horrifying terrorism against providers and clinics. I was part of the clinic defense initiatives so that women and staff could get to clinics as they walked a gauntlet of threats during that period. Now, that has changed. The harassment is more subtle. There were lawsuits filed and a lot of opposition that did defeat some of the most violent currents in the anti-abortion movement. But abortion remains, still carries a powerful weight as a signifier in the right. And when I started this film, I was struck by how, even though most people agree that access to abortion should be legal, how much the anti-abortion forces have dominated visual culture. I mean, if you look up abortion, most of what you see are, you know, bloody fetuses and that sort of thing.
Yeah, I found that.
And that we really, as the reproductive rights movement, or what's now called reproductive justice movement, which is a broader campaign that includes abortion, we need to reclaim visual culture. And this film, Our Bodies, Our Doctors, was a way of reclaiming also the complexity of this issue, which has been, I think, kind of narrowly taken up by the pro-choice movement.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're talking about how big of an issue it is as a signifier for the right. Do you have any sense as to why that is? I mean, what sort of politically feeds the anti-abortion movement so strongly?
Well, part of what drew me into this was anti-stigma research, working with the University of Michigan on two earlier projects on dynamics that perpetuate stigma and the silencing and the shame and the stigma attached to abortion. One part of this dynamic was people are afraid of talking about abortion, even people who have abortion or perform them. So this project was to bring abortion into everyday conversation. It's still a taboo in movies and film and television. You know, a long time ago, you didn't see people having sex in movies. You did not see birth or even pregnant women far back. Abortion remains a taboo other than a crisis in a couple where you might see the fetal heart monitor. But you don't see abortion typically taken up as a normal part of women's lives. So that was important. Many of the providers in this film also deliver babies and provide other forms of care, so as well as terminating pregnancies. So it's important to just see it as part of women have throughout history tried to control their fertility. It's part of life, part of women's lives.
Mm-hmm.
And it's important just as bringing children into the world is important to acknowledge and support, so to deciding not to.
In terms of the taboo on talking about it, and which of course then leads to fear to even investigating what you could do about a problem pregnancy, does your work as a psychoanalytic psychologist sort of help to explain that, and does that enter into the film in any way?
Well, part of one idea that I think people are familiar with is how people who carry out certain jobs that are socially necessary can be a lot of diffuse anxiety and fear can be projected onto them. So you have fear projected onto migrants, and then these people are demonized. And those in authority say, these are the threats to an otherwise peaceful world that I preside over and protect you from the threat. Well, doctors who perform abortion are providers, and they're mostly doctors, but there are many other people involved in this care. They also have been demonized by the right wing. You know, Trump recently saying, these people want to rip a baby out of the woman's body, which is, of course, absurd. But it's this demonizing, and it turns something into its opposite, which is like a kind of reaction formation, the things you need and depend on, people who actually are providing a loving, in a way, form of care, being there for women during a time of need, are seen as the opposite. So from a psychoanalytic perspective, it's also been interesting to me what this issue represents, the fetishizing of the fetus, this fixation on even early gestational products. While the woman, the body around that is vacated, mm-hmm. the environment children come into in the world is corrupted in ways that are defended by these people. So it becomes kind of this, a fetish object is something you can fixate on to ignore everything around it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I worked with that idea and tried to bring the surround, including the people who are there for women, the work world, to demystify it in this film, because it's still quite hidden and often mystified.
Mm-hmm. Could you say a little bit more specifically about the film, and like what we see in the film?
Well, part of what was very moving, there are many films about now, or a number of good films about the barriers for women seeking abortion, but this is really about the people who are committed to doing this work and go to work every day and face often a lot of harassment in the field of medicine. So it's really about the struggle in the healthcare field, including about religious control over healthcare decisions. And it's not just a story about the horrifying threat, the diminishing frontier we face around abortion rights. It's also about brave people who are pushing back. And some of the gains they've made as a new generation of feminist doctors has fought for this being part of expected training in the healthcare field. I wanted to make a film that's also inspiring, and I think it is an inspiring story, as well as a story about people facing hard choices. And you see some of the emotional complexity of terminating pregnancies mm-hmm. and issues that come up for providers throughout the course of the film.
You talked about sort of reclaiming the visual, the image for this perspective. How do you see that sort of feeding into the political process of defending the right to abortion?
Well, increasingly, particularly the attack on women and providers in the second trimester, which is further along, it's more medically difficult, and for some people more emotionally difficult, because there's a recognized fetus that comes out, and almost without exception, these are women who are poor or in very stressful conditions and are pushed into that later period because of all the barriers around the country. And so I think it's really important to recognize this as an issue of reproductive justice that affects poor women, minority women disproportionately, and that the people who do this work need our support as well. So I hope people want to rise up and support people who do this work and learn more about how to talk about the issue
mm-hmm.
and to go beyond just like pro-choice banners and slogans. Mm-hmm. But I've been amazed how little people know, actually, even pro-choice people, about the nature of abortion care and what it means for people mm-hmm. that inhabit this work world and involve in this form of reproductive care and justice.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, Jen, maybe we should talk about when this film is being shown.
Yeah, it's a wonderful way to spend International Women's Day this Friday. It's part of the Portland International Film Festival. That's the world premiere of the film. Once again, it's called Our Bodies, Our Doctors. It's this Friday at 8:45 at the Witzel Auditorium, and again Tuesday, March 8th, this Friday. March 12th, Tuesday, also at the Witzel Auditorium.
Yeah, and that one's at 6.
Yeah. Okay. So I hope as many people come out to support also great. The people who've been so brave to be part of this.
Definitely, yeah. Thanks a lot for being here, Jan.
Thanks for having me.